Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike and the Mad Dog. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
They're talking sports, going at it as hard as they can. It's Mike and the Mad Dog on the Fan. Nothing can get by him. Turn it on and try him.
Mike and the Mad Dog, WFAN.
I have returned!
And they thought we were serious.
That's a good little pun. We are returned! I am the kid out there 17 years!
I said,
I have returned!
I said, if the Yankees get to the ALCS, it's a do-over.
Last year they don't make the playoffs, I leave. This year I got a show up under the ALCS.
Look at the board.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the last time I saw you, is at that shot that
last
they
year.
Put up on a Yankee board here in that huge center field screen. They have that shot of Doug and I at Joe's dinner last year. That is the last time I saw you, November 6 or 7.
How about that?
You what have you been up to?
Jeez, I don't know. Playing lots of tennis. Lifting weights. Oh, baby. First off, great job calling me last night.
Well,
I was shocked.
Absolutely. Now, folks, tomorrow, I waited a long time for
Sunday,
this.
Sunday,
the 18th. I waited a long time for this. Dog finally can shut up about being 40 years old. You are now 50.
Oh, my God.
And not a gray hair yet.
So 50 years old.
Does he have any? I don't think
so.
I mean, no grays. He's going to be 50 years old.
In a couple days.
He's a young-looking 50, but he's a 50-year-old as of Sunday. So, first of all, happy birthday.
And we did a little happy birthday stuff last night, so Mike called the show. I'm sure everybody heard it.
Yeah, no. Tell them, because they have no idea what you're talking about.
I hope Nell's not listening. That's all I can say. That's another one. Oh, but anyway, so Mike called yesterday at 6:35.
Yes.
So I knew that I was going to be at Yankee Stadium today. And Courtney, who does a great job.
Right.
I said, Chris, I'm putting you right next to Mike. I said, Pat.
How good is that?
I said, if you do that, I have to go on. I'm going to sit next to him for 5 hours.
No wonder you called yesterday. I was wondering why you called yesterday. You had a booth next to me. That's why you called.
Brian, you can do this interview, then you can do Mike. Instead of putting it together, you do the ball. That's ridiculous.
Well, what happened?
I said, I have to come on for a few minutes and have some fun.
Dog's producer yesterday calls Eddie and says, listen, we're doing a – This Is Your Life show for Dog, where we're having mystery guests all day with Steve Torrey, who is in with Dog every day. And he said, you can be the last guest. Would you do that? And I said, yeah. So I went on there last night, and then Dog told me that he was going to be here today in the next booth. So I figured, you know what? Why not a little reunion? It got out last night, and I saw it was in a couple of the papers today. So here we are, only 14 months. Does it seem like 14
Mike,
months
Mike, I could do this
later?
Show. No problem. You and
14 months later, though, we've been split up for 14 months.
Right.
So it seems, you know,
well, I think this
seems
will put
like
the kibosh,
yesterday.
This will put the kibosh on the idea that you and I hate each other.
Well, which has never been true.
So
I hate you sometimes.
There's no way I could do. We could do this. And Mike's going to join me in case you want to go out
Absolutely.
And buy series right
Absolutely.
Now. Absolutely, 1-3-1-44. He will join me at the after he does
Absolutely.
The 6:20 update.
Absolutely.
But the issue is, I said, listen, we got to go fill in our old chairs and just give him a Mike and a Mad Dog hour.
And we tried to fight a yes open with the Mike and the Mad Dog. They couldn't find it. They had burned it.
I'm sure they did. What a job you did.
What do you mean?
Who negotiated that contract?
Yours truly.
Oh, my God. You robbed the bank.
Oh, I did
Kept Barry Watkins in the mix, and away we go. Paul Dolan?
All I know,
Jim, do me a favor.
All I know is it was a smooth negotiation.
Oh, sure it was. Oh, my. I never would have left if I knew.
I love you.
What'd you get, $10 million a show?
Y-E-S, and that S has a dollar sign in the middle of
it. It does. I couldn't believe it. I got signing bonuses and everything.
What?
That's what they tell me. I don't know. I can't get. I try to do a simulcast. The MLB Network, maybe 20
Wait
minutes a
second.
Day.
I thought you. The reason you left is they said you could do remotes all over the world.
I did do some of those. Oh, I done some crazy remotes. You should see some.
I know.
Else.
I saw you once in a near a ride. You
yeah,
had a ride
that's
over
right.
your head.
Bizarro.
Great well, that could be any show.
Yeah, Great Adventure though was a great guest. It was Six Legs. Here it is. You're at bar A, 35,000. I'm at Great Adventure, 3,500. I'm wrong. But I did do that show. It was a hot day, too. It was 95 degrees.
Oh, yeah, so was Bar A, yeah. As a matter of fact. And you know about down there because you own half of the Jersey Shore now.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
Did you buy a few more homes down there?
Speaking of buying homes, Mike.
Yeah, right.
I got a funny feeling your home is pretty expensive. there we go. Talk. Jeez, how funny.
So here, finally,
let's do a baseball.
Back when the Yankees are ready to be back. You know, it's been a while. Think about it.
No, geez, Bar A right there. Go ahead.
We were still in the middle of Mike and the Mad Dog the last time the Yankees were in an ALCS. It was one of the great nights of your life.
Game 7,
you,
Red Sox.
Eddie Coleman sitting there basically making fun of me behind a plate as the Red Sox completed the greatest comeback. That is the last ALCS
right.
visit for the Yankees. And here we are in 2009 ready for another one.
And I don't think you're going to have that sort of excitement for me in a Game 7. I know you think the Angels would be a seventh game. I don't see it. I think the Yankees
are too
good.
Here we go.
No, I'm not just saying this.
Death.
No, I know that.
You already buried the Cardinals.
So there's a
you already buried the Rockies.
There's a better kiss of death, and I've already done that.
Can't lose.
Play
can't,
the Yankees.
I can't lose. Yankees
with a lot of
win.
Cash.
I get the money.
Yeah,
Yankees lose. I'm happy. They play the Angels.
But here's the too much power.
Who'd you pick, Dodgers or Phillies?
Dodgers.
So did I in 7.
I'm worried about that game last night. That was a bad performance.
But I think they'll get. I think
they have to win today.
I think they'll spank.
He's got Cliff Lee today. They got Cliff Lee in Game 3. They're not going to beat Cliff Lee.
No, that's
they better win today.
I think they have to. Oh, they
have to win today.
Absolutely.
But I again, power, Mariano. And the Yankees just seem to be, I don't know, they're just too good. Too many home runs late. Mariano closing out the games. I know it's easy for me to pick the Yankees because I want to be nice. Yankee Stadium, here I am. I will respect the Angels. I will give them 2 games. You give them 3. I'll give them 2. I said the Yankees win this series in 6.
I have a lot of fear about the Angels, and I think the Yanks win because of Mariano. I think the Angel bullpen is not, you know, there's no K-Rod out there.
Oh, it's
they're
terrible.
Not as good as they've been in that bullpen, and you have to be good in the bullpen because the Yankees just don't stop coming.
How many
they
walk-offs? 13?
And, oh, they just come and they come and they come.
Have
and,
to.
You know, and Teixeira and the way A-Rod's going right now, the middle of that Yankee lineup. And the Yankees, though, a couple things of caution here. One, Yankee starting pitching can still be shaky. Number two, the Yankees didn't hit against Blackburn and Pavano. They did not hit at all.
Well, those lefties will do a little better. Damon.
They need to get their guys going here. And, you know, the Angels will run, and they'll run on Jorge, and they'll run on Swisher, and they'll run on Damon. So I think it's going to be a great series. I think it will live up to be a great series. I think the other series, I know people are stunned at the Dodgers lost last night. I think the other series is going to still be a terrific series.
I think so, too.
Because I don't think the Phillies have enough pitching.
I agree.
So I think that that'll be a great series,
Hamels
too.
Not good last night either.
Yeah, no, Hamels is never good. I tell you, he's had a
terrible year.
Think about Hamels and Lidge, the two heroes from last year, can't get anybody out.
Lidge is hot right now, though. All of a sudden he's got 3 saves in a row. I'm a little worried about that, and I'm with you on the Dodgers. But
how disappointed were you
with the Giants?
The way the Giants
terrible.
Just folded.
Terrible.
I mean, just folded. Ever since Lincecum came up lame in
now,
that
one game
against the
Padres,
everything fell apart.
I think, and don't forget, here's me with the Giants all over. This is me with the Giants. The last big moment they had was that Wednesday against Colorado.
Yep.
They win the first 2 games. They're 2.5 out. They're down 4-0 the whole game. All of a sudden, the 9th inning, did you see this?
Yes.
Yeah, you're into this. I know.
I watch it all the time.
Base hit. Tulowitzki makes an error. Giants have first and third. Nobody out, 4-2.
Yep.
The kid steals second base. 2 ground balls to the right side. They get 5 in the 9th. Rockies will be done.
Yep.
What happens? Strikeout, pop up. Season's over. They had a good year, though.
They had a very good year.
They're on their way.
And they kept everybody, which I thought was smart.
Right. They kept Sabian and Bochy.
I think it was very smart. So tell me. 14 months. What's going on? Tell me something. Give me some stuff.
What would you like to know about Sirius first off? Where is it? No. What is the?
I got a couple of real.
Yeah, I know you. No, don't.
I don't want to get in trouble.
What is the one thing you'd like to know about the show?
I want to know about now being your own program director.
Okay.
You are not just a talk show host now. You are actually a Chernoff like program director, and you have made some recent changes in your programming schedule.
Well, remember, we got Stevie Cohen, who's got a lot to do with this.
Right.
You got Tori, who's obviously
you get to make your own calls.
Yes.
Okay.
I have Tori, who obviously has got a lot to do with this, and I got a couple of guys over me.
Right.
My CEO, and then of course, you know, Mel's going to sign off on stuff.
Right.
So you have
Does Mel pay attention to what you're doing?
He knows what's happening.
Okay.
Mel's child's got a lot. You know, Craig, he's as sharp as a
tack. Craig's good. Does he have a hand in that stuff?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he asked. Okay. Craig, what's going on here? Is Russo doing a decent
Craig
job?
Well, Craig owns about 8-9 stations.
And he's good.
Yeah, he's
so you got to keep that in mind too. So, I mean, you know, you have a budget.
Right.
And if you go over that budget, you have some issues. So you have to make sure that budget is in line. And I'm telling you, there's no stability here.
None.
You're a couple of nickels over.
You have to have, like, budget meetings?
I don't have them, but there's budget meetings.
All right. And you just made some recent changes.
Yes. Yeah, so
How come?
I wanted to give the morning guy, Gary Williams from Charlotte, does a good job. I wanted to give him a little help.
Right.
Solo by himself in the morning with this format, with a lot of content,
right,
with Howard there, with all the terrestrial radio there. And by the way, how does Craig Carton tell me that that A-Rod's home run the other day is the biggest home run in Yankee history?
How did you let that go? You know, actually, I have to admit I didn't hear it. So, but
Heard of Jim Leritz?
He loves A-Rod.
All right.
And that was the biggest one A-Rod ever hit.
Yeah,
maybe is that what he said? There were a couple of bigger Yankee homers.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd give me that. Welcome back, Mad Dog. But anyway.
It's only the second time Dog has been in the stadium, and he's going to sit with me tonight at the game. That's it. I need to have Dog for good luck, because what I'm used to
is
basically the Yankees in game one being down about 3 runs, Dog gloating, and then a big comeback and a win. That's what I'm used to.
I've learned my lesson with this team, though. This team's too good, Mike. This Yankee team, I'm telling you, they're too good.
Here we go.
Oh, they have so much power.
This is the kiss of
death. You know,
the kiss of death.
The one thing the Yankees did in the offseason that I think was a bad move, they should have kept Abreu in right field.
Well, you know what? I think I don't agree, because I think Abreu, they needed to change kind of the
feel of the team.
Yeah, the team. He was a little passive. He had a great year.
Oh, a great year.
And he's a tough out, but he's a little passive. He's just a little
passive. Helped the Angels out. You know, he's going to want to win this series.
He's had a great year. A great year. And you know what? I still fear Vladimir more than anybody, and I couldn't believe Francona pitched to him.
Mike and I think the same way. I went nuts on that. How do you walk Torrey Hunter to pitch to Guerrero?
Scouting report, as Carroll said to me yesterday, about Manny, and you saw what happened there. Scouting report is Manny can't hit anymore. Same thing with Guerrero, except one thing. What happened to Manny last night? Boom.
Big
as soon
run.
As you fool around, you know what?
You can't.
You can't.
But the Guerrero one by Francona, I did not understand. Anyway, so I moved.
So let's get back. Do you move Gresh in with Williams?
Yes, because I wanted
that. Was a two-man team?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, you do that, okay, you got to
pay somebody.
Yeah, nobody gets a pay cut.
Right.
So you got to put,
now you got an open slot you got to fill.
So I fill that.
Right.
So I fill that open slot, but I'm adding money.
That's it.
So if I add money to that open slot,
you can't raise taxes.
Gary doesn't get a pay cut.
You can't raise taxes.
Yeah, I can't. I wish I could. I can't raise those subscription rates either. I need those subscriptions. So Gary gets – and Gresh, I got to replace somebody.
Right.
So last Thursday, toughest thing I've ever had to do. Can you imagine me ever doing this? I went to bed. I got up at 5 o'clock.
And?
I drove around New Canaan. I parked in the post office, and I called my nighttime guy, Larry Kruger, who I hired, the same guy who called the Giants the Caribbean thing, who's a good guy.
And you
called him at 6:03. I said, Larry, there's nothing I can do.
Got to let you go?
I got to let you go.
Oh, that was amazing.
I have never had to do that.
Well, no, you've never
20-minute call, poor kid was in, I had no choice.
How old is he?
He just had a baby.
Ooh. Where does he live?
San Francisco.
Okay.
So I had to do that. Then we had to reorganize a couple of producers, because Gresh wants to bring his producer to work with Gary.
Right.
All right, Gary's got a producer too. You can't have two producers on the same show.
Now you
got
to move a guy.
And you got to move him off. His life changes.
Right.
You got to move him to weird spots.
And now you got to
so
do someone overnight.
And what we did was we put my show on the overnight.
All right.
And the problem with that is you got to use Tori with that. So those are updates that are dated. But Tori's part of the show. We have some laughs with
him. Have Tori work 24 hours a day. What the heck? He'll do it.
Sure, you better believe he will. He will. So we have to get an overnight guy.
That cash register to be going ka-ching, ka-ching.
You got
the
two overnight guys. There's a lot of complications.
But are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I have a good time with it. I love the place. I love the place. Now, listen, I will say this, and people are going to think I'm crazy, and I said this once before, and I'll say
it again. What's that?
I miss, and I noticed it last night.
Let me hear.
I missed last night. I miss talking sports with you.
I agree.
I love Sirius.
Can we have that? Want to say it again to
yes,
the camera?
I'll say it again.
I'll put it on YouTube in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, no. I love Sirius. The place is great. They let me do what I want.
Right.
Nobody gives me any grief.
Right.
Love it. It's harder, but I love it. But as far as talking sports,
right,
having fun, you and I last night.
You miss me.
Because there's not many. I hate to say this.
Right.
How many people in the world can talk the sort of sports that we can talk, whether it's the Denver Nuggets, whether it's the not many. You can't find guys who could do it like I can, and I can't find anybody who could do it like you can. So I miss that.
I haven't tried. People are worried for four.
You could get a guy in
there. Well, listen, I made a mistake in the beginning because when I was asked in the beginning, I said, I have someone in here in 10 days or 2 weeks, whatever my dumb statement was. And you know what?
That's a tough call.
That's 14 months later. There's no one there. and no one coming. So that's the bottom line. So,
I hear Benigno was the best guy out of all you tried.
Yeah. Listen, he did a good job. There were some people who did really good jobs. But you know what? It just never – I just never felt that
it's tough.
And I just – you know what?
You're not going to repair that 19 years.
No, it's just the way it is. And you know what? I don't even think about it anymore, to be honest with you. You know, we just go about our business and that's it.
You've certainly done well. The ratings are good.
That doesn't matter. You're doing well. The station's doing – our station's doing well. Everything's
you had a tough upheaval. You had a move. You had – I left. That's a very tough situation.
It took me 4 hours to get home. I mean, last night I got home at 20 to 9.
20
to 9 I got home last night.
I wait till the snow comes.
I got out. I talked to Dog. Last night I talked to Dog. I'm on West 11th Street I get on the phone with him. By the time I get off the phone with Dog, I'm on West 12th Street.
Oh, my God.
And by the time I get home, it's 20 to 9 I got home last night.
And you got baseball. You're into it right now. Wait till February.
And my kids were asleep.
But that's okay. I don't care about that. I know.
How's Timmy?
Yeah, he's doing good. Timmy. And
good.
You know how much he misses you.
How are you?
And you know how much he misses you.
How about Tony?
And he's going to call you today.
Tony.
He's going to call you today.
It's about time. Is Tony paying attention?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Not. You don't keep him in the mix.
Oh, I do. I have him on the air once a week.
Oh, you do?
Tony's take. And I pay him.
What do you mean you pay him?
$125 a pop.
You pay him?
For the coming
What's
on.
He doing with the money? He doesn't need the money.
He cashes those checks. I think, from what I've heard.
He goes out and eats those early bird dinners with the money, buys Molly dinner with that money.
From what I heard, we need to get the breaks in. Is that correct?
Here?
Yes.
Yeah, we have plenty of them. We have something here called commercials.
No, I could use a few.
Commercials.
Give me a name.
Okay.
There is Tony. Look at him.
Hey, Liz, how about this? Why don't you throw to the update?
It's Bob.
That's it.
Is it useless?
Hello,
How
Dogger.
Are you, Bobby?
How
hey,
are you,
Bob,
Doggy?
Your team stinks, Bobby.
Oh, don't go there.
Right
oh, what a, Mike, you would have loved some of those shows this year. I'll tell you right now.
I think
now.
I found Mr. Met. He was dead on the merit back in July.
Hey,
the head was one way. The arm is here. He was dead.
The Mets were in the playoffs. Gomez. We saw what happened. He killed another team.
Sure can dog. You start second base? Bob, I love you.
Welcome back from witness protection. Doggy.
Oh, you too,
Hey, it was just a dream, folks. It was just a dream.
Here I am forever. Get me signed. No, if I say that, I'll be really dead.
Are you kidding? Mel said, you know what? You can have him.
He might have, you know that? Bye. I got everything I need out of him. Let's get out of it. Get him out of here. You know what? I'll come back. You go and work at Sirius.
No.
Mike, I'll give you two channels. What's 83, 144?
Let's see. Me, Gresham Williams? Well, me and Bill Pito.
Bill's pretty good.
Back after this.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.